WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I know, another day, another news cycle that feels like it's trying to short-circuit your brain, right? It's wild out there. But trust me, we're going to tackle this feeling together. Today, we're diving deep into anxiety attacks, those moments when your whole world seems to shrink down to the racing of your heart and that tight feeling in your chest. You know what I'm talking about? Ever felt like you were suffocating? Like everything was happening in slow motion, but your mind was on warp speed? Yeah, we've all been there. It's not fun. But here's the thing. Anxiety attacks don't have to define you. They are a signal, a fire alarm going off inside your system. Your body is saying, whoa, something's up. And once we understand those signals, we can learn to manage them, even tap out of that overwhelming feeling before it takes over. So let's break down some key takeaways to help you navigate these moments. Number one, remember, anxiety attacks are not a sign of weakness. They're your nervous system doing its job, reacting to perceived threats. It's like your body's built-in alarm system going off. Even if the threat seems irrational, your body doesn't know that. It just reacts based on what it's sensing. So cut yourself some slack. You're not broken, just wired differently. Second, learn to recognize your triggers. What sets you off? Is it a specific situation, a certain person, or even a thought pattern? Once you identify these triggers, you can start to develop coping mechanisms and avoid them whenever possible. Think of it like playing whack-a-mole. The more you know about the mole's patterns, the better chance you have of hitting it before it pops up again. Third, deep breathing is your best friend. Seriously, when those feelings start creeping in, take a few slow, deep breaths. Inhale deeply through your nose, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. This simple technique can help regulate your heart rate, calm your nerves, and bring you back to the present moment. It's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. Fourth, ground yourself in the physical world. When anxiety takes over, it's easy to get lost in your thoughts. To combat this, focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch? This can help bring you back to reality and break the cycle of spiraling thoughts. It's like anchoring yourself to a physical space when your mind feels like it's floating away. Finally, remember that seeking professional help is a sign of strength, not weakness. If you find yourself struggling with anxiety attacks frequently, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide valuable support, coping strategies, and even medication if necessary. Think of it like getting a tune-up for your mental health. Sometimes we all need a little extra help to get back on track. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend who used to be terrified of public speaking. Every time she had to give a presentation, her heart would race, her palms would sweat, and she'd feel like she was going to faint. She tried everything. Deep breathing, visualization techniques, even hiding behind the podium. But nothing seemed to work. Finally, she decided to see a therapist who taught her mindfulness exercises and cognitive behavioral therapy techniques. Slowly but surely, Sarah started to manage her anxiety. She learned to reframe her negative thoughts, focus on her strengths, and view public speaking as an opportunity to connect with others. Now she's actually looking forward to presentations. She even signed up for a Toastmasters club. Talk about tapping out of those anxieties. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Anxiety attacks are common, but they don't have to control your life. By understanding your triggers, practicing coping mechanisms, and seeking support when needed, you can reclaim your power and live a fuller, more vibrant life. So take a deep breath, trust yourself, and remember, you got this. If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who might need to hear these words. And leave us a review. Let's build a community of support and empowerment together. Until next time, keep tapping out those anxieties and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.